this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness. One who knows nothing can understand.
Episode number 13 of the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast. That's season 2, by the way. So it's the second time we've done episode 13. My name is Mike, and with me as always is my brother, Jason. Hello, Jason.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 13, and I don't know if you recall, if you're a real one, you were here back in the day when we did the first ever episode 13, where we ranked all of the organization members in a tier list. Do you remember that, Jason?
Like a dream.
Vaguely.
Like it might not actually have happened.
I vaguely remember it. What we're doing today, we thought we'd kind of mirror it in a strange way. And we are going to be doing a tier list of all the organization members' DMs. Their desperation maneuvers. But before we get to that, Jason, we have a listener review on Apple Podcasts.
Yo.
The first one since January.
Oh, snap.
And this is from Shock0209. And they give us 5 stars. Subject, longtime listener, .. Hey, this podcast is great. I've been listening since 2019. However, am not one of those juiced individuals who have listened to every episode. But I will say that every episode I've listened to has been great. Love the dynamic these two have and the way they actually interact with their community. Psych! I only reviewed to be mentioned on the podcast, nerds.
Damn. Never actually listened, dude.
No, but for real, when I'm chomping at the bit for Kingdom Hearts content, this pod helps hold me over, smile. Please never stop making the Guinness Book of World Records confirmed longest-running Kingdom Hearts podcast. Thank you, Shock. Thank you. If you want to be a baller like Shock, you can go on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review and we will read it on air. You can also email us at AnselmReportPodcast@gmail.com, or you can join the Discord and chat with us there, and we'd love to talk to you. I would like to say thank you to Shock for letting me know that we are actually the Guinness Book of World Records confirmed longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast now.
True.
What do you have to say being
actually,
the co-host of that,
true.
Jason?
I mean, what?
Being the co-host of the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
What do I have to say about it?
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
I mean, it was rigged. We, like, paid them off. Like, we're clearly not the longest running, but, I mean, it's Guinness Book of World Record. Are you going to argue with Guinness?
Yeah, who's Guinness?
It's like a good beer, I think.
Alec Guinness? Isn't that Obi-Wan's name?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Sir Alec Guinness? Maybe it's him.
Don't fucking drop the sir, dude. Give him some respect.
I did. I said, sir, Al Guinness. isn't that what all Guinness Book of World Records are? It's just they pay him off?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. They're all rigged.
I don't think they're real. I really don't think they're real.
I think most of them are rigged, yeah.
They're rigged. Thank you, Guinness Book of World Records, for rigging us.
Definitely real.
And before we get started into this tier list, which is going to be a big, chunky, meaty, girthy part of our podcast, I just want to say shout-outs to our boy Fabio the Iguana for being on the podcast last week. He was a great guest.
Yes.
We had a great time.
It was so fun.
And thank you to everybody who said a lot of positive things about it. And, you know, we'll have Fabio on again. And we have, Jason and I made a short list, a wish list, if you will, of people that we want on the podcast coming soon. So be on the lookout for that.
Yo.
We're not gonna share the list, but the people will just be on and you'll go, oh, okay, that he must have been on the list.
What? Or she must have been on the list.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, she was definitely on the list.
Oh, yeah, wow. HMK, definitely on the list.
Bouncer, doors closed meme.
Nice. Okay. this tier list, here's the way this is going to work. We have 27 members of the organization, and you're probably like, wait, Mike, there's only two sets of 13. How does that work? Well, our boy Zemnis is not only doing double duty, but he's doing triple duty because he has two different DMs in KH2.
Yeah, that's true.
As regular Zemnis and Zebra Zemnis. If a character has multiple DMs in the same fight, which is possible for some but kind of rare, we're only going with, like, the master version of the DM.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, there's certain...
Like, KH3 Marluxia does a DM, and then he also does it when you, like, put him at 1 HP. Yeah.
Right, right. So we're only going with, like, the big boy version of the DM. We're not counting, like... Okay, so... Demi, as some people like to say.
Demi. Don't Demi. Ever say Demi again. It's clearly Demix.
Demix, you know, he'll do the dance water dance, but the real version of the DM is when he does, like, I think he does 25, 13, 99, or something like that. Like, he does three sets.
Yeah,
of
like
them.
His
that's
data
the real
fight
DM.
Version, right. Yeah.
So we actually, I actually have Jason pulled up. Can you see this?
Yeah.
I have YouTube videos of every DM, so we can
quick
reference
them. Oh, so
we
get a little refresher. Okay,
so we get a little refresher. Even though we know every DM.
I mean, yeah, yeah, let's be real.
Come on, we know every fucking DM. Come on, we're the longest ranking Kingdom Hearts podcast. Of course I know every DM. Of course I know what every DM is. So we're going to start with our boy Roxas, and let's take a look at his DM here. Pretty juice DM. Before we rank it, Jason, I want to say we have S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, and dog shit tier in true Ansem Report podcast fashion. So Roxas, I'm going to kind of describe for the listeners at home what he does. He goes into the middle of the arena, he flies up in the air, he points his keyblade, and a bunch of pillars of light surround him. It changes the skybox.
It's true, it's cool.
Where you fight him to that dope-ass skybox that Sora has whenever he locks a keyhole in Kingdom Hearts 2. And he shoots a bunch of orbs at you, and really the only way to get around it is to glide away.
Yeah, glider or quick run, yeah.
Yeah. Roxas uses different versions of this in, like, later stuff, too. In KH3, he has, like, similar things, and it's a really cool DM. Jason, what would you rank this DM?
It's probably going to be at, like, the bottom of S, I feel like.
Yeah,
that's probably where it's going to end up. Visually, it's just so cool, and, like... Obviously, it's, like, really easy to get around. This isn't going to be based off, like, difficulty or, like...
Yeah.
It's just based off of, how, like, how cool they are. Like,
well, and, like, we
how
didn't really set
are.
Criteria, so, like, yeah. It's possible that I go back on what Jason just said. Like, this is dog shit easy. Like, I might. You don't know.
Well, it depends on if it, like, pulls you out of it, right?
Right,
like,
right. For sure. But I think this is very cool. I think it's one of the coolest
things
anybody
does. The first time
he
ever
does
it, you're like, oh, my God, I'm dead.
The skybox changing is super cool. I mean, it's so cool. Shion's in KH3 is basically his, right?
Right.
They kind of run
like,
it back
up
for
to
Shion,
11,
which
yeah.
Is, but they crank it up a little bit. But we'll get to that. So, yeah, I think S tier's fair. Up next, we have Kingdom Hearts 2 Larxene. Kingdom Hearts 2 Larxene, kind of simple. But she kind of does a Hades thing.
Yeah, she literally just does an electric Hades thing.
She doesn't.
Then it's faster.
But I will say I like the laugh.
Yeah.
And then she does the cool clone thing where there's like six of her and they charge the middle.
And for Hades thing, she I guess we didn't explain what it is. She goes into the center and she like has like lightning bolts come out of her hands and then she spins.
They're like cones of lightning bolts though. It's weird.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I will say this isn't my favorite DM. I think it's kind of short, and I think it's a solid B DM.
Yeah, yeah.
BDSM, if you will.
B or C, yeah.
You think C?
I think it's all right. Like,
okay, we're putting in C. Jason has spoken, ladies and gentlemen. Jason hates women. up next, we have KH2 Marluxia. We're doing all the KH2 ones first, by the way. I didn't mention that, but Marluxia. He kind of does this. He floats in the air. He kind of just does a Like a...
You kind of just T-poses on your ass to assert dominance.
He's kind of being sucked up by Vecna right now. But he kind of goes up in the air and laughs, and then he kind of like creepily like hangs over you. It's really weird.
Yeah.
As his like rose petal like blasts are coming out of the ground and like it follows you as you move.
Yeah.
And then finally he swings his scythe down at the end, and the scythe spins on you like 3 or 4 times. It's a pretty intense attack. And you like this DM, even though it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I remember, like, because, like, your initial instinct is to just glide in circles, but that doesn't work because
right,
it will just hit you out.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
I think it's A tier.
Yeah, I would say it's A tier.
It's solid. But I do like the way he kind of, like, gets possessed by Vecna at the beginning. I think that's pretty cool. Wow, the Stranger Things writers are really stealing from KH2. Can't believe it.
Yeah, dude.
Up next we have Luxord. I'm sorry. You know, I've been buying into the Luxord thing just because it's just clearly Luxord, guys.
Yeah.
It's just clearly Luxord.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's Luxord's KH2 DM. KH2 Luxord. Unlike his KH3 counterpart, I think is actually a really cool DM.
Yeah, I agree.
What he does is he throws, like, a whole 52 deck of cards on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts teleporting around the arena, like, attacking you with them.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I think it's a really cool DM. And then it ends with, like, a game. So it's still in his wheelhouse, right? Where I feel like we'll talk about KH3 Luxord's DM later, but, like... It's all a game. Where this is like, he attacks you, it's menacing, and then he does a game, and then if you're Spike Vegeta, you pause buffer the fuck out of it to try and get all the circles.
And then you still fuck it up.
And then you still fuck it up. I actually think, you know, I'm not the biggest Luxord fan.
Nah. He's all right.
I've grown to like him as a meme, but as like a character, I think he's kind of lame. But I do like his DM, and I think his DM is an A-tier DM.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd say I like it more than Marluxia's.
More
honestly.
Than Marluxia's? Okay. We're going to put him at the top.
Because it feels really good when you get it right.
Yeah.
And even if you get it wrong, like when you're doing like the normal version of his fight or whatever, like it's not just instant death.
That's true.
You can turn into a die, and then you look at the screen and you go,
true. I don't know how you hit that sound bite every time, dude. Full disclosure, that was not me playing the soundbite of Jason making that sound one time. That was him live doing it. It's incredible. Up next, we have Demi. Or
stop
Demix.
Saying that, dude. Nobody says Demi.
Okay, so we were watching
There's
a video.
There's only one person I ever heard in my entire life say Demi.
Full disclosure, we were watching a video of Bizkit. Not Bloody Bizkit, Bizkit. Like, trying to, like, figure out, like, someone made a
no
bunch
relation.
Of... They, like, tried to find... Well, I can't explain this. Basically, someone made a list of, like, sounds for him to listen to, and he had to say, like, what character it was from. And he says, I think that's Demi or Demix, depending on how you pronounce it. And I gotta be honest, Jason, no one says Demi.
I've never heard that in my life. My brain imploded. I Star-Lord wanted, dude.
It's kind of like when you say potato, potato. But it's like, have you ever fucking heard anybody say potato besides... In that, like, exercise?
Yeah, no. Nobody.
Or tomato? No fucking way, dude. No shot. It's not Demix or Demi. It's Demix, okay? Anyway,
amen.
Here's his DM. Amen, brother. So he does his typical dance water dance thing. He does a set of 25, a set of 13, a set of 50, and a set of 99. Or no, it's 25, 50, 13, 99.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So, but it's just kind of the same thing he does typically. And I gotta say, this is a dog shit DM, dude.
Yeah, it's dog shit, straight
up.
It's terrible. It's the worst part of the fight. You just do it over and over. You just go wisdom for, like, and, like, playing it the first time, you just die to it over and over because you don't know what you're supposed to do. And then, like, once you learn, oh, you just go into wisdom form and mash fire and then pop a ether every once in a while. And then pop wisdom again. Like, it's just not cool. Not fun. Well,
and it's like,
cringe.
That's a thing he just does normally. Like, he starts battles with it. So it's like, for that to be his DM, just do it. Do it again. Like, guy's about to invent toast. Do it again. It's like, dude, this is like This is cringe, Demix. This is almost as cringe as calling yourself Demi, which I'm so glad you don't do. Speaking of cringe DMs, up next we have Axel. Wow. Talk about underwhelming. And I know he's at the beginning of the game.
Well, this is the version we just watched was from his data fight.
That's true. Because he does one at the beginning of the game where he just kind of throws his chakras a bunch. But in the data fight, he goes, got it memorized, and puts like a pillar of fire down. But it's so bad.
Yeah. It's really underwhelming. His normal like things where he like pops into the wall and comes out and like
that stuff's way
cooler. Does like drive bys on you and shit. Like his normal fight is just way cooler. His DM is so free.
It's not even really a DM. It's just an attack. But the screen dims just like it's supposed to and everything. It's just bad.
Right. If you're Psyx, that's just like a normal attack, bro.
Right. above or below Demix? I think it's below. Demix.
It's worse.
Demix at least has a spectacle. Involved in it, you know.
His is like really pretty much nothing.
Dude, I can't wait for the people in the Venom hoodies and the Deadpool jackets to scream at me about this one, dude. the Juggalos are furious. up next we have Psyx from Cage 2. Okay, so Psyx, he kind of does the, he says all shall be lost to you, and he's like, he's doing the brum 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 brum. Because Stranger Things created people floating in the air.
With their arms up.
Yeah, with their arms up. But he comes down and he does kind of the like the dash around while he's just swinging the fuck out of his claymore, you know?
He goes mad mode.
And then there's like, every time it hits, there's like that cool like eruption of like moon power?
Blue fire?
Blue moon fire?
Moon fire, true.
Blue moon fire. Lunar
fire.
I like that. I like that. lunar Fiagra. Anyway, Firega. Fireaza. Psyx is DM. It's kind of plain Jane, but it's good. It's effective. Yeah. I say it's a B.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not wowing me, but it's not. I'm not like sad about it like I am Axel's.
Right. You know? True.
Up next, we have Sexion. Okay, so he kind of puts three spotlights on the floor, and the book is in one of them, and it kind of goes between the three, and you have to get into the circle that the book ends on, otherwise you die from a giant
with
like
5 million missiles.
Right, it's like a big meteor crash, and then you get a shot at him. It's like cool. Conceptually, because he's the book guy, but like it's not really, once you figure it out, it's kind of a one trick pony kind of deal.
Well, it blinks 13 times, right?
So that
it's
is
like
cool.
Kind of on the nose, and like when you're doing it the first time, you're like, how the fuck am I supposed to do this? Oh no, I think it's really cool, especially when you get hit with it the first time. Like, yeah. I think it's definitely better than Psyx's.
You think it's top of B so far?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think it's there. Because, like, ultimately,
like, spectacly, it's cool, but
once
like,
you do it one time, though, it's kind of like, this is what it is.
If you fuck it up, it doesn't really mean anything except for, okay, now you have to heal because you just get hit 5 million times, right?
Well, like, one thing I'll say, too, like, I don't know if they made the colors red and blue just to make it, like, hey, this is, like, this is good, this is bad. But, like, I feel like the color scheme should have had green in it because most of what he does has, like, green in it.
Yeah.
And then they just
randomly
go to red and blue. Maybe just to try to indicate to people, hey, good and bad. I don't know. But I feel like they could have made it
good and bad, blue and red. What are we fucking? Is it Star Wars? Like, what?
Well, right. But like green even would have fit better for like Americans at least. Like, which I get that we're not the only people in the world, but you know that would have made more sense to me at least. Anyway, B tier for Sexion. Up next we have Pure Strength. I will not call him any other name. Okay, so this motherfucker flies off the screen. Okay.
His power level goes to like 99.
His power level goes to it breaks the power meter.
It goes to like it goes nuts. Soras is the one that breaks the power meter, but his goes really high. Yeah.
And then he fucking just and flies at you, creating a giant like earthquake of rocks flying up, and it's just really fucking cool.
Just not from his pure strength.
S tier, dude. That's the best one we've seen.
It's the best one yet.
It's the best one we've seen so far. This motherfucker's goated. I can't believe that we have to, like, not have him have a voice in the current games, dude. That is such
Justice
a cool DM,
Pierce
dude.
Strength,
that is the most
dude.
Anime fucking shit that you can think
of. Yeah.
What a baller.
It's some shit like Nappa would do.
Right, dude. He's like Nappa with hair, which makes him ultimately awesome, dude.
Right.
Like, holy shit. Up next, we have Vaxxon.
That was fucking nuts, dude.
That's crazy. Well, so Vaxxon kind of up into the air, right?
And then that's what that means.
That's what it means now. And he's surrounded by these, like, glacial rocks.
Big ice cubes.
Yeah, basically, they fly off every once in a while and try to hit you. And it's kind of boring. At the end,
they fly really slow. They do a lot of damage, but... Yeah.
At the end, he kind of
does this thing where
he makes like a stalactite out of the ground, the ice one.
Tries to Titanic your ass.
Here's the thing: pretty much everything that Vaxxon does is dog shit. I think it's better than Demix's because it's like does something different, but it's still bad.
Right? Yeah.
I think the mechanic
top of dog shit.
The mechanic of him cloning you is actually cooler to me.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
As far as DMs go, that's pretty lame. Up next, we have Zaldin. First, he, like, comes at you on some kung fu shit.
Yeah, he starts glowing.
He starts glowing and just starts trying to hit you with all his spears, and he's like... And then he turns them into, like, a dragon and hops
on. Yeah, like
on.
A big old, like, sea serpent.
And then the voice actor that does Zaldin says, Zora! With a Z.
Yeah.
Zora! And then... gets off, like, the platform, the bridge that you're fighting on, and the dragon shoots wind in, like, a way that's kind of easily dodgeable, but still cool. It's still a cool DM.
Yeah.
I think this is at least an A-tier DM, mostly because the kung fu at the beginning is fucking bonkers.
I don't know. To me, I feel like it's bottom of S-tier.
Okay, you want to put it under Roxas?
Yeah, dude. Like, first you think he's just beating the hell out of you, right? Which it's like okay, you guys are fucking. That's exactly what Axel does. He glows and then he hits it. But this dude is like,
no, this is way better.
Doing more than just what his basic thing. Like he's putting
he's like
the spheres
and
together
shit.
And shit. Like yeah, he's doing all this crazy shit. And then he rides them bitches. Like he literally rides his spears. Like they, for whatever reason, they grow massively. Mm-hmm. And then they do some, like, shit that you would see, like, Xemnas do or some shit,
yeah.
right? Like, he, like, makes a fucking dragon and shoots you with, like, this big tornado.
And massive psychic damage for calling Sora Zora. Like,
right.
Just, he knows his name Sora. He's just doing it. He's just doing
he's
it
just
to...
saying it wrong. Yeah. But, like, not like how other people call him Roxas for the psychic damage.
Right.
Like, this is
just
like...
goes, Zora.
I know your name. I'm saying it wrong.
Right. Definitely. So, yeah, I agree. You convinced me. Bottom of S tier so far.
Yeah, it's good.
Up next is Ziggy Bar, one of my favorite DMs in Kingdom Hearts history.
True. I agree.
He teleports you to a very small square platform and begins shooting with his guns just all over the goddamn place. He's teleporting around different parts. You almost... always hear Goofy go, it's an honor, fellers, because he dies.
Yeah, your party dies every time.
And then he finishes off talking about dancing, and he puts his hands into portals with his guns, and just and then they shoot everywhere, and you gotta be quick to dodge them.
Dude,
really cool DM.
Close the portals, he'd chop his own hands off.
That's true.
It's metal as fuck.
One of the big reasons I even liked Zigbar in the first place, obviously his characters gained more importance over time.
True.
Just his fight and his DM in general were really cool. I think it's right behind Lexius. Or Pure Strength, I'm sorry. Right behind Pure Strength, that's his name, not Lexius.
Yeah, I 100% agree. It's really cool. Like, I remember it being, like, a huge roadblock, like, as a new player. And, yeah, it's really cool. But it's also pretty fair. Like you can dodge it all pretty somewhat decently, yeah, right?
It once you learn the technique, it's pretty easy, not easy to deal with, but it's manageable. So, this is going to be controversial, Jason.
Uh-oh.
Because we've been a bit outspoken about reaction commands, right? That are just kind of watch a cutscene. However,
true.
This one is fucking awesome.
Okay, I thought you were going the other way, dude. I thought you were going to try and say that this is bad, dude. This
Back
shit is
when
cool
Kingdom
as
Hearts
fuck.
1 was the only game, and you collected all the reports and got everything to see the secret movie, dude. And you see this motherfucker on a tower, and then you go out, you went online because you couldn't watch the Final Mix version because you didn't have Final Mix in America. But then you watch them run up the tower and down the tower at each other, dude. You're like, yo, I can't wait to do that in Kingdom Hearts 2. And then this motherfucker gave it to you. Regardless if it's engaging gameplay-wise or anything. What he does
And then
is
there's, like, three different reaction commands that, like, I didn't know about, like, the first time. Because, like, you're kind of just trained to mash triangle or whatever. You actually don't. Like, you actually can time it and get more damage from it.
Right. And so and there's what animations. Is Sora gets trapped in a little bubble, and unless you go near the tower, you don't get out of it.
He says, Neil!
Neil.
His friend from college. Oh.
Come closer.
Neil. He's a nice guy.
So then Sora runs up the tower. Xemnas comes down the tower. And then if you hit the third one, Sora gets the best of the exchange, beats him up. He starts to fall. And then at the bottom of the tower, Sora smashes him into the tower again for more damage.
And it gives you an opening after, too.
Yeah. This is an S-tier DM.
True.
I think it's a little better than Roxas.
Yeah, I was going to say right there.
Right
third.
There. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then finally from KH2, we have Zebra Xemnas. All right, so this one's a doozy. And some people might argue that he has two DMs in this form, with the other one being where he traps Sora and then you have to play as Riku.
Can you spare a heart?
Yeah. I would argue that one's not a DM. That's just like a gameplay mechanic. Because the real DM is dome behavior. Okay. Basically, he traps
the dome.
Riku and Sora in a dome of lasers that continually shoot, and he continually have to max X and triangle to block them. Don't hold down the shoulder buttons.
Yeah, don't accidentally press L1.
Yeah. So, you do that, and then there's, like, some cool, like, cutscene moments where, like, Riku gets hit with a nothingness blade. And then him and Sora kind of, he gives Sora his keyblade, and Sora does this cool, like, across the stomach, like, X into Xemnas' stomach. And then Sora lands next to Riku, and then they shoot a laser through him with the keyblade, and then Riku hits him with the, "You're gonna lose it all!" And it's a really, really cool scene. Again, I think this has got to be S tier. And
I'm gonna have to say GOAT.
You think it's the best?
I think it's goated.
At least
goated
for
with the sauce.
KH2, it's the best. I agree. From
KH2.
The laser dome is so fucking cool.
Drip Xemnas. I mean, yeah, there's a reason that they, like, put it in, like, the cutscene of KH3 when he, like, shoots at an Axel. Like, it just evokes so much. It's so fucking cool.
So, up first, we have young Xehanort from KH3. Basically, he makes the whole arena a clock, as one does.
That's what does in Kingdom Hearts.
He gains super armor that you have to break in order to break the DM. And he just attacks with multiple of himself. And basically, it's the idea of mysterious figure, but fair.
Right? Yeah.
You're not just getting
multiple
gang
versions.
Banged by five dudes at once. They all kind of attack in their own way. I don't know how. It's not really that scary of a DM to me. Because he kind of just does his regular moves, but, like, more frequently because there's more of him. You do have to go through it at least once to beat him, but he can proc it multiple times, but he will always proc it at, like, 1 HP.
Yep.
Which I do like. I think that's cool to a certain extent. And it's such a weird, like, it's such a weird thing going from these KH2 DMs to these KH3 ones because the gameplay is so, like, different
in
a lot of ways.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. To me, it's, like, just so much better. Like, just straight up, like, he has multiple versions of himself, like, assaulting you while you're blocking, and then the real version of him is just, like, walking menacingly in the background.
It is pretty cool.
Like, that's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
And then
style points-wise, it's cool.
The tick-tocking of the clock, like, even if it doesn't mean anything, it's just, like, very, like, anxiety-inducing because you're thinking, like, oh, shit, dude.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I'm gonna die. Right, and like
yeah, this
I have to do something
gonna
now.
Kill me.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I think it's really good. I would say it's top of A right now.
Really? Okay.
I think it's better. You could maybe talk me into saying KH2 Luxords is better, but I don't know. I think it's just really good.
Okay.
And right, I hate young Xehanort.
Speaking of Luxord, we have Luxord's KH3 DM here. Luxords, we touched on this a little bit earlier, Jason. Sucks. in Cage 3.
It's trash.
It
worse than the entire series.
I'm putting it below Axel. Because,
worse than the entire series.
Because, like, what I said was, like, okay, what's cool about Cage 2 Luxord is it's not just like, oh, this is a game, Sora, right? Like, he actually attacks you, and you have to use the normal mechanics of Kingdom Hearts 2. KH3 Luxord, when he starts doing his DM, it's just like this weird, boring guessing game, and it's not entirely clear how to do it when you first do it.
Yeah.
I know
you have to find him, and then he, like, will, like, trick you, like, right when you go up to press triangle or X, so you can do either or, but it's not clear that either, but, like,
it's overly
he'll, like,
long.
Flip, yeah.
And it's just not fun.
He's just taunting you.
It's not fun.
And it's just not
and
fun, yeah.
It's a game that you do not need to win to beat him. Like, the first time you fought him to beat him, you didn't even succeed at the game, and you still beat him.
Right.
Handily. So, I don't know. I just think it's the worst thing they've ever done.
Yeah. Like, it's time loss IRL. Like, you actually just wasted, like, 5 minutes of your life force on the Luxord DM.
And I'm looking at the rest of the people left, and I don't think anybody's going to come even close to being as terrible as him.
No, I would literally rather be swung at by Axel for, like, 3 seconds. Or, like, do Demix's mash fire. Like, it's so bad.
The only one that I'm looking at is the next one we're going to talk about, and it's not worse than Luxord's for sure, but Marluxia kind of rubs me the wrong way, but we'll look at this right now. Marluxia does the thing where he whispers in the Sora's ear, "Urine is stored in the balls." And then you get a 99 counter above Sora's head that it's not like in KH2 where it's by hit, but it just decreases very quickly while he's land sharking back and forth on you, right?
Yeah. summoning the pools and shit.
Well,
and then
at the end, he jumps in the air to summon the pools, and that's when you're supposed to attack. But to me, it's like, it was frustrating. When I was first fighting the data battles, it was frustrating to me because it's just a very quick window you have to attack him.
Yeah,
and if you don't get it, you die.
You just got him to 1 HP to die, yeah.
Right. And so that's a little frustrating for me from a gameplay perspective. I think from a visual perspective, it's fucking awesome.
True.
Like everything Marluxia does. You know what I mean? Like, he's just a very stylish, like, cool fucking dude. But I'm going to rank it no higher than C, in my opinion.
Mm.
Because I think from a gameplay perspective, it's pretty frustrating. And, like, not...
Yeah.
Like, I'm a kind of person that's like, hey, the more, like, options you have to deal with something, the cooler. And there's not really a lot of, like, it's just like, oh, just hit him one time before your countdown, like, when the countdown goes from 15 to 0, you have to hit him. You know what I mean?
Right. It's just, hey, don't get hit this entire time, and then, like, hit him with magic, or hit him once, or shot lock him, or whatever, right?
Right.
I don't know. And I like how it works in mid-boss DM
the mid-boss one, yeah, where he just gives you like
it's
a
not as punishing
and it's by hit, but yeah, the last one I just think is a little too much, so I'm gonna put it in C.
Yeah, if it put you like 1 HP or something, it would be a lot more like I think if it only put you 1 HP, we're talking about it being in A tier IMO, but the fact that it just kills you is just like not very fun.
I agree. I think
doesn't matter if you have second chance, doesn't matter if you have any of that shit, like, it would just kill you. Doesn't matter if you have Koopa coin, even. We're talking about KH3. It doesn't even matter if you have Koopa coin. It just fucking kills you.
Jay, I don't know about you. Psyax is he's a weird one because he's just constantly berserked, right?
Yeah, in KH3.
But I would say his DM is probably when he, like, is, like, basically like on the ground, you know, nonstop, kind of like what he does in
Cage
2.
His like dash, kind of, yeah.
And he's still every once in a while he's still throwing a claymore at you that will stun you if you don't have stun protect on or whatever.
Right.
I would say that's the DM, even though like
when it's like overcharged,
the whole thing's basically a DM, you know.
Yeah. When he's in the overcharge mode, I'd say that's his DM because he's glowing, which typically denotes a DM. And then he's got super armor. He does still have openings in it, but like they're typically very subtle. They're not like, hey, block this move and then you can do it. It's like, hey, you just need to straight avoid this shit and then like go in at the exact right time.
Right.
Using like a warp strike type deal. So I don't know. I think it's cool. I'd say I like it better than his KH2 one.
Yeah, I think it's like KH2, but like
just better,
ultra charged, yeah. Right? It's like
just the KH3 version, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The updated version.
So I think he's a B tier in that regard. Okay. Up next we have Larxene KH3. All right. So Larxene is another one it's kind of long, but basically she splits herself into at least two clones. And starts attacking kind of normally, but then also there's like moments where there's three clones or four clones.
And then it kind of ramps up.
Right, and then it ends with this cool like got you now, like where they swirl around and then become one in the center.
Yeah, it's like they all attack explosion at the same time and kind of merge. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's a better update to what she does in KH2 with like the Hades cone thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do think what's really cool about it, too, which this is in KH2 as well, but when there's multiple of her, they all take damage. So if you counter it properly, you can get, like, five times the damage on her when there's five. You know what I mean?
It's crazy, yeah.
And so that's pretty cool, and that was a big thing in KH2 with, like, Duck Flare and stuff. And there's nothing like Duck Flare necessarily in KH3, but...
Just, like, the, like, Ultima weapon
the
finisher.
The Ultima shot lock is a if you can that pull too. That off, that's a nutty thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I think it's a B tier.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably...
I'd say top of B tier.
Yeah, I'd say above Zexion, too. I agree. Yeah. I think it's pretty good. Anyway, up next we have Zigbar. Zigbar, it's kind of an updated version of his KH2 deal. He puts us in a little bit of a bigger circle, but he also fires a lot more shots. In different patterns and such.
And one thing I really like about it is, like, the very beginning, he, like, shoots them down at you, but then, like, they're going into a portal. Like, they're not hitting the ground. And then they come back at you even faster. It's like the speed of gravity made them come down faster, and I think that's really cool. And using, like, the portals just in a cooler way, straight up.
Which is crazy, because we ranked the other one S, so I think we got to rank this one above the previous, right?
Yeah,
because it's just kind of a sleeker, updated look. I don't know that it goes over pure strength, just because I love pure strength. But the first KH3 one in S tier, Zigbar.
Yeah, really good.
So Riku, Dark Riku, and what's really cool about Dark Riku, Jason, besides the fact that the attack is cool as shit, they really tried to pull... What was cool about the Riku fight in KH1 and make it modern.
It evokes it so much. Like, there's definitely clear parts where they were like, yo, we're doing this shit. It's literally just straight from the DM from KH1, but, like, put up to 11, baby.
But then they also add new stuff that evokes Ansem, Seeker of Darkness, which is, like, the lanterns are very much, like, his kind of deal, at least updated Ansem. You know, he does a lot of, like,
the claw thing.
Yeah, red beams that are unblockable, and just the amount of, you know, we've talked about David Gallagher quite a bit being kind of like,
I'm not really into being Riku anymore.
But when they let him be evil Riku, dude.
You can tell he's just having fun in the booth. Cooks. Like, and it translates.
And I love, I'm unstoppable. Like, that's such a cool,
you
like,
like it. Yeah.
Such a cool start to the DM. This is an S tier DM, dude.
Yeah.
I'm struggling, though, because is it the best one we've seen so far?
Dude, I think so. I don't know.
I think
maybe.
It is.
Maybe. I think it's based on the day, right? Like, I think it would go back and forth between Final Xemnas, Drip Xemnas.
I really think the age of KH2 is going to show here.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of these ones we have left are S tier DMs.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Full disclosure, I went upstairs to use the restroom and talked to Tara for a second, and I was grabbing a drink, and I was thinking about how we had ranked the Dome S for KH2, and how Xemnas' DM in KH3 is just so much cooler.
Yeah, it's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah, the only thing that I would say that, like, the DM in KH2 has going for it, comparatively, is just, like, the weight of the fight, right?
Yeah,
whereas this
cinematic,
is just, like, a data fight.
Yeah.
Whereas in, like, that, it, like, evokes the end of the game, and, like, you're fighting with Riku. It's, like, one of the only ones where you're having a fight with somebody.
Right. So yeah, we're putting Riku at the top right now. We'll see what happens as we go on. Who do we have next? So up next we have Vanitas. And what's interesting about this that I'm finding is when we're bringing a new character into the fold, like Dark Riku, who didn't have a data fight in Cage 2, and how cool their fucking DMs are, but they pull from the games they're from, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it makes it feel like there's a lot of love put into it.
Right. And Vanitas starts off with the ride, and he rides the Keyblades like he does at the end of BBS, right? But then he goes into the center of the arena, and the Keyblades kind of surround him like a fucking shield. And then he's sending Keyblades and also shadow-like clones of himself out to attack you. And the Keyblades are unblockable, but the shadow clones are blockable. And so you have to figure out what this pattern is of the stuff he's sending at you. And it's so fucking cool.
Well, and that's also an homage as well to when you fight, I can't remember, it's not like Dark Vanitas, it's like Neo or some shit, like Omega, I don't know, like it's like
the
weird
black and white one.
Yeah, the end game Mirage Arena version of him or whatever, right? It's so cool.
I can't remember
what he does
the name
in that.
Of it. What the fuck is
it? Yeah, I can't think of what it's called.
Vanitas Secret Boss, because it's like the Vanitas Remnant. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was like Nega Vanitas or something, like Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something.
Like Negative Vanitas. Yeah. He kind of is looking like Mr. Negative, bro.
He is, dude. He is. But anyway, this is such a cool DM, Jason. I think it's cooler than Riku's. Like,
really?
I do. I don't know.
I might need to see it again, dude.
Okay, here's what we'll do. I think it's cool in Riku's, but I think Riku's has this nostalgia factor that Vanitas's doesn't have.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I also think that like what makes it a little bit just not as like anxiety inducing, I guess. Like at least at the beginning, right? Is like when he's riding it, it's. You're pretty fucking safe. Like, it just
cool,
looks
though.
Cool. He's shooting slow-ass blizzards at you. Like, there's that. It is cool for sure. But then the part where he's like, in the middle is crazy. I don't know what you're doing with the tier list right now, bro.
I'm just moving him around.
Okay, I was like, what do you mean, bro? Like, we're debating first and second right now. You put him down in the A tier for
a
second.
I'll put him right behind Riku. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. But I think it might be cooler.
I don't know. I'd be down to watch it again.
You want to watch it again?
You're right, dude. It's cooler.
It's cooler? Okay.
It's cooler, dude. Right. You're right.
All
right.
I was going to say.
I was a bit distracted, dude.
Yeah. No, that's
fair. It's cooler.
That's fair.
The fact that, like, he's, like, in a ball of darkness, and then the Keyblades are, like, going around it.
Right. We have the dark times ahead. And, you know, the Cum Guardian comes out and starts, like, trying to hit you. But then also Terranort joins in, unlike his regular attack, where Terranort joins in and starts shooting, like, dark energy blasts at you.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool, stylish DM.
Definitely.
It's not on the Vanitas Riku level, in my opinion.
No. I wouldn't say that either. One thing I just thought of that's like kind of interesting is like Terra is very much like a I'm gonna beat your ass with my hands type shit, but then like Terranort is like very magic based, like he's shooting the dark magic at you like over and over and over. So it's a bit weird, but and then like the laser beams or like not like laser, it's like pillars of like red lasers or something. I don't even really know how to describe it, but yeah.
I think
visually it's really cool, but yeah. I'd say
it's
like bottom of A.
You'd say bottom of A?
I
don't know. I think it's cooler than Luxord.
Maybe it's better than theirs. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I'd put Young Xehanort in front of it, but I think it's better than Luxord.
Yeah, I agree. It's solid. It's cool.
I actually...
But not as cool as these other ones in A and S.
I think we need to make an adjustment.
You think so?
Because S is getting a little... I think this is the tier line. I think these need to go down to the top of A. What do you think about that?
Now that I'm, like, sitting here thinking about it, I feel, for one, I feel like Zaldin's is better than Roxas.
I agree. I think we should adjust that.
Yeah.
You think Roxas should definitely go there?
Yeah, yeah. I think you just drop Roxas down into A, and I think that's fine for now.
Okay.
But the problem right now is that Xemnas is in here twice, and Pry thrice, and then...
And then Ansem's fucking cool, yeah. And Xion's fucking cool, and Master Xehanort's fucking cool. I really think...
Yeah, you could drop those down into A for the...
Well, I think Zaldin's better than that Xemnas, too.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And I think that Xemnas can go to the top of A.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Some adjustments, some minor adjustments here. So up next, you guys, is the fucking goat.
The boy.
The boy.
The Ansem, king.
Seeker of darkness. And I'm telling you, Jay. Put the crown on the fuck. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? Hold on.
Yeah, this needs to happen.
Oh shit, I added it in the wrong spot. Hold on. S plus.
Wait, S plus. I thought you were going to do double S. Or just go to triple S.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Triple S.
Triple S tier.
Plus.
Plus, plus. Triple S plus, plus. Dick emoji. Wait, what did you... Oh, I got it.
Is that not how your dick looks, bro? Wait, what do you put at the end?
I normally put the D. Capital D.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. My D emoji was uncircumcised.
Mike did an 8 equals equals, and then he did an at sign. Normally I do capital D. What do you guys do normally?
Well, I figured this was limit cut, so I went limit uncut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true, true.
So anyway, he teleports you to this, like, fucking purple world.
It's so cool. Just that alone.
You're right. And then he attacks you with different kinds of balls.
Yeah, he just throws balls in my face straight up.
Stereo balls, balloon balls, big balls that shoot other little balls at you. And then he does his other moves, like his lanterns and his lasers.
Yeah.
You can get trapped in one of the balls, and it'll bring you to 1 HP. Like, just everything he does is so fucking cool. And, like, the fight is reminiscent of, like, the stuff he does in Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yeah, yeah.
But the, like, the rest of it is, like, really, like, pulled from, like, when you fight him in DDD and in COM and, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah, like, I was gonna say Recom.
It's a lot of stuff pulled from that, which is a little more, like, not as, like, well-known to people, right? But
yeah,
it's still so fucking cool that they pull from all that.
Yeah. I really like that the really big spheres that he has, like... They just look like black holes almost,
yep.
Right? Like what a black hole would look like in Kingdom Hearts. Not like a scientific-ass black hole, guys. Like a Kingdom Hearts black hole. It shit's cool, dude. And they have, like, status effects they can shoot you with, and you can have them, like be, like, rotated around you and shit, shooting at you. There's... Yeah, he's got, like 7 or 8 different moves. Like, it essentially just turns the fight into a new fight because you have to kill him in it.
It's crazy. So, it's so good.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You know, when we were going into this exercise, I was like, I'm going to pick Ansem as the best one, aren't I?
I honestly forgot about it. Yeah. I forgot about it. I was sleeping on it, for real.
So goated.
But then when we watched it, I'm just sitting there. Because it's different, like, when you're, like, playing and when you're watching it, too. Like, you get to enjoy more parts of it, you know?
Right.
You get to look at the minutia of it and really just... while you're sipping your wine watching the DM, and you're just, like...
Yes.
You're savoring it. You're savoring the wine.
Yes.
You're savoring the DM.
Ah, yes.
It's magnificent.
That's me slurping some wine.
It's magnificent.
Anyway, we got 3 left. Let's see what.
Oh yeah, it's like the future, like, sensational.
I think Xemnas goes right behind Ansem.
In the triple S plus, dick emoji.
Dick emoji. So basically, it's the idea of the dome, but on a much larger scale. So
yeah,
but he's
it
also
looks so cool just visually.
He's also like doing his like kung fu ass combos the whole time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what's really cool about the dome is, you know, when you did the dome in Cage 2, it was just like basically a reaction command where you're just jamming triangle and X. Yeah. And this, yeah, you're just jamming block, but then they throw in ones that can't be blocked.
Yeah.
So you have to block until you can roll and then block again.
It feels a lot more like you're the one actually blocking it, right? Yes. Like it's less of just like watching a cutscene with mashing, like you're actually, because you never lose control, right? Like the only time you lose control is like slightly is when he like throws you with the laser, with like the twisty vine
shit
or whatever.
Well, and then at
whatever,
the end, the lasers become too much and the screen whites out just like it does.
Right.
Yeah, but and then if you blocked everything correctly, you aren't stunned, and then he comes in with another attack that you can dodge, right? And that's really cool reward for, like it doesn't kill
you,
right?
Yeah.
It doesn't kill you for getting it wrong, for messing up the timing of the blocking of the lasers, but it stuns you then, and then so you're punished, right? But it's just such a cool fight. He does different, like, combinations of, like, patterns of attacks that you have to, like, you can't just mash block, right?
No.
You gotta block.
No.
Block and then block, 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 and then block, dodge, block. Like he,
right?
It's just such a rewarding DM and pattern to learn.
Yeah,
and it's just so cool. And the only reason I think it loses to Ansem here is just aesthetic, because Ansem's aesthetic is just fucking killer.
Yeah,
and like the laser dome is fucking cool as shit, but it's not. He doesn't like make like fucking. If he brought you to the zebra realm, then we'd be talking like 1A, 1B, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I think that's part of it. And then also, his just feels kind of like long-winded, and you're kind of just waiting for it to. It's just like survive until the end, right? Whereas Ansem's, there's counterplay. Like you can, you're supposed to kill him in it, right? It makes it feel a lot less like, okay, I just got to survive this, and then I can kill him. Right?
Exactly. It's like, exactly. But yeah, if he brought you to the zebra realm, dude, I don't know. That'd be tough.
imagine he brings you to the zebra realm and his black cloak like melts off or some shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it turns
like,
in the zebra one.
Yeah, that would
Hell
be pretty
yeah.
tight too.
That would be pretty cool. I agree. But yeah, those are the best two DMs in either of these games right here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We still got to do Master Xehanort. We got to see where he's at. Because
yeah,
Xion,
yeah,
I don't think... I like Xion's, but it's not as good. Okay, so up next we have Xion, which is like the dream of Roxas' original DM, Jason, but blown up, right?
True.
She transports you to like a cool skybox. And there's all kinds of lights and pillars of light like Roxas. And then she's jumping through and trying to hit you through it. And then she has an armor... full armor that she won't get out of the DM until you break the armor, which is really cool, in my opinion. Because I like when these DMs have, like, I like the ones that just are set time, right, and set pattern, but I also like the ones where, like, you have to be proactive and do something.
Right. And when you're more skillful, you can, like, end it earlier. Like the stuff with, like, Larxene, where you can take advantage of the DM.
Right. Exactly.
Whereas hers is not, it's not really an advantage of the DM, but you can end it faster type shit.
Yeah. I do think it's cool. I don't think it's triple S plus tier.
No.
Is it S tier?
I'd say it's right behind Zigbar KH3.
I agree. I think it's better than these two legacy ones. No one beats pure strength.
Like,
then,
visually, it's really, really cool, but, like, mechanically, I didn't think it was as cool. I do like how her fight in general does have the HP cutting and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's cool, and it gets you ready for Yozora, with that mechanic as well. So, I don't know. I definitely think it is cool, but, yeah. To me, I think it's a little bit fatiguing as well.
Yeah.
Her fight is tough. It's kind of like just like her whole fight is kind of fatiguing, but yeah.
Yep.
It's definitely a cool DM.
Her fight is a lot of time wasting. It's a lot of block, 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 dodge, block, 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 block. Little opening. Block, 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 block. So her fight is quite fatiguing. I agree. All right. Last and not least, Master Xehanort. Okay. So Master Xehanort. He puts his little goat emblem on the ground and transports you to the Organization 13 throne room, like he does in the like the vanilla games DM. But this one's much harder. The clones come at you much crazier. He himself jumps out at you and attacks you with like weird buzz saws, and then like a two-sided like keyblade. Also,
he's Darth Maul in it.
The keyblades themselves show up and shoot lasers at you, and then there's big red lasers that you can't block, and it's just this crazy, crazy onslaught of an attack, and it's really cool. I think it's a
real... Yeah.
I love it when they take the DMs from, like, the games from the vanilla game, and then, like, the DM from the vanilla game is just lasers, and then the clones come down, right? But this... Then they go, oh, by the way, the character's in here, too, and he's gonna fuck you up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really cool.
Well, and then there's... So, like, there's, like, the two different types of lasers, right? Like, there's the big red ones, but then they added in, like, the white ones for this one, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one thing we noticed, too, that was really cool is all of these, like, beams and lasers and stuff are from, like, the Keyblade, but it's, like, a Keyblade transformation. Like, he's doing Keyblade transformations while fighting you, essentially. It's fucking cool.
Of course he'd be able to do that, right? Like,
right.
Why wouldn't he be able to?
Right.
Jay, I think he's right behind Zemnis here.
Yeah.
I think it's goaded. Yeah.
It's the big three right there, dude.
All right, so just to run over the tier list here. In the dog shit tier, we have KH3 Luxord, KH2 Axel, Demix Vexen. In C tier,
this is from worst to best.
Yes,
right
from
now.
Worst to best. C tier, we have KH2 Larxene, KH3 Marluxia. In B tier, we have KH2 Psyx, KH3 Psyx, Sexion, as I like to call him, and KH3 Larxene. In A tier, we have KH2 Marluxia, KH2 Luxord, KH3 Terranort, KH3 Young Xehanort, KH2 Roxas, KH2 Tower Zemnis. S tier, we have Zaldin, KH2 Zigbar, Shion, KH3 Zigbar, Pure Strength, Zebra Zemnis, Dark Riku, Vanitas. And then in triple S plus dick emoji, we have Master Xehanort, KH3 Zemnis, and Ansem Secret Darkness. What a tier list, you guys.
Yeah, dude.
What an absolute unit of a tier list.
Besides the dog shit tier, all of these are super cool.
Agreed.
Like, I'd say they're all good.
Yep, even down there in C tier.
Yeah, especially when you put into the context, like, what the average gameplay is in, like, KH2 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It definitely makes it, like, wow, this is crazy, and, like, how old KH2 is as well.
Right.
For it to be so old, yet so comprehensible and woke, you know?
Yes, yes. And to explain to you how good that game is would take all my cereal consumption.
True.
Yeah, so this was a fun little exercise, Jay. Thanks for doing this with me.
Dude, yeah, it was cool, and thank you guys for watching episode 13, 2.
Lightning Returns. I will say, this is really... I mean, I already knew that Remind was goated, right?
Yeah.
But this really made me appreciate how much work they put into a lot of these limit cut fights, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me appreciate it more for sure.
Like... Not just, like, they made cool things, but they took referential material from previous battles to make cool things. From what we talked about with Ansem, we're not just pulling from KH1, but pulling from DDD and Recom. And then Zemnis, obviously, pulling from 2. Master Xehanort, you know, they kind of had to just pull from KH3, but they still, like, did a cooler thing. And then Vanitas from BBS, and Dark Riku from KH1, and Zigbar from his pre... You know, like, they just pulled... And Shion from Roxas, and Young Xehanort from DDD. You know, like, they just pulled all this cool stuff to make an even cooler fight for everybody except for Luxord, who sucks dong. They somehow... Is Luxord the only one where we rated...
I feel like this is one of those things where there's just so many fights, you gotta fuck up one of them, right? Like,
and they were.
There's no
Luxord.
Way. Yeah, yeah. There's no way that, like, you don't fuck up at least one of them, right?
Interestingly, it's like, enough, he's not the only one we ranked the KH2 fight higher. Marluxia as well, we ranked higher. But Marluxia's KH2 fight is, like, legendary.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is what makes me appreciate it more, right, is, yeah, we have, like, Axel's in dog shit, but his the rest of his fight is just really cool.
It's really
the
cool.
Floor's on fire, like, the whole freaking time.
It just his DM cool. sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Demix's fight, it's all right. Like, the base fight, it's all right, right? And then I
he
think
does
the
much
Vexen
cooler
fight is
stuff
actually
than his
cool.
DM, though.
Right, right.
Like, the giant waves of water and shit, that shit's cool. He's not fun to fight.
Yeah, I think an updated version of Demix would have been really cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason
not
that,
with the
like,
stupid-ass minigame.
When you speedrun the game, like, they designed that fight to not have Demix get a move in, basically, right?
Right,
because
yeah.
he sucks to fight. He's not really fun to fight. But,
not really, no.
But an updated Demix would have been cool. Honestly, I would love to see, you know, for the characters that were in KH2 but not in KH3, which it's really these three and Roxas, right?
When,
oh, and the two Silent Boys. I think they all could use an update, and that would all be really cool.
Yeah, not Zexion, though.
Oh, not Zexion, though. Fuck him, dude. I forgot about him, okay?
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, fuck that guy. What's he going to do?
He's wearing a lab coat and shit.
Ice
like,
cream in
hell?
Front of me? What's he going to do?
Right. Right.
What's he going to do? Have weird daddy issues with a guy that's not his dad? What's he going to do? You know?
Right. Exactly, dude.
Dude, where's the Ansem the Wise limit cut fight?
An updated pure strength fight is all I want for
that
Christmas.
That would be so cool.
It would be so friggin' cool,
honestly,
dude. You're telling me he's not going, like, full Broly status, bro?
Yeah,
that shit would be so fucking cool, dude.
Honestly, Zaldin would be fucking sick too, because can you imagine how big of an arena they'd give him where he could like fly around and shit? I mean, okay, if you think about it.
Well, and he would definitely have a move where they become like fucking massive. Like, you know, like how when you have the fight in Cage 2 where you're destroying the core in the dragon and those things come down from the ceiling and stab at you?
Yeah.
Imagine that but with like 13 fucking spears coming down in different spots. That'd be so fucking
That'd
cool.
Be cool. If you think about it, we kind of got Roxas in KH3 with Xion. I mean, it's basically...
Well, because her power is his power.
Right.
Like, that's literally canon. Like, she's stealing his power.
Right, so that one's not as, like, urgent, but man.
Yeah.
Even Vexen, I think, could be cool.
Yeah, it could definitely be cool,
He has some cool shit about him, you know?
Well,
like,
especially if you
wise.
Were fighting an anti-form, yeah.
Yeah. And then Axel obviously can be cool.
True.
I mean, think about all the Deadpool t-shirts with Chimichangas on it.
They could have been printing so much Got It Memorized merch, dude.
Yeah, come on, dude. Anyway, that is our tier list. If you don't agree with it, fuck you. but we're going to take a quick break, Jason, and when we come back, we're going to do the question of the week. So please stay tuned for that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Richard Epcar. Welcome to the Ansem Report podcast. Come to the darkness.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report podcast.
Hello?
I was waiting to see if you were going to take my thing like you did last time. Jason,
it's
time,
dude.
It's for,
time
the...
for the...
Thank
dude, that was kind of sick.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Thank you to Afroroxus for being goated as fuck.
Yeah, true.
This week's question of the week comes from tastemaker and trendsetter Fabio the Iguana, who picked Egg of Dog's Bad Taste Weirdo question, which is, what is the worst line in the Kingdom Hearts game? No repeats. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was looking at some of these, and I don't recognize some of them. So we're going to try our best here.
We'll try, dude.
Scarlet Bitch says, "Sorry, Mommy, Sora in Atlantica, KH2.
Yeah, you forget the other half. Your poopsies are toast.
Yep. Yep. That one's pretty bad. Tyler Room says, "Yozora saying, 'This isn't what I really look like.' Like, what the fuck does that mean, Yozora?" True. True. Jip says, "Say, fellas, did someone mention the door to darkness?" Hooded Mickey walking into the room. And he also,
that's the worst line.
He also adds, "I'm me," he says. But he says that one's good.
I don't know. Maybe Jip thinks that these is best lines. I don't know. Maybe Jip, he's a bit confused.
Jip misread the question. He misunderstood the assignment.
Yeah. He's a bit dyslexic verbally. It's okay, dude.
A little bit. Venterius says, "Roxas in 358 over 2 days. No, Shion. Who else will I have ice cream with?" I know it was supposed to be this sincere line, but hearing it said out loud, it never sounded like that to me, XD, and came off kind of silly sounding. True.
Yeah, true. There's definitely times where I feel like that, but like I remember when we're playing through it, it's hella emotional.
It is.
You take out of context, it's definitely cringe, but with the context, it's sad mode.
For sure. Billy the Kid Lawrence says, "Tarzan, go, Sora, go, go," is the one I cringe at the most.
Yeah, that's the true answer.
Tarzan,
that's the right
go,
answer.
Sora, go, go. Maybe he was predicting Go-Go, though, in Big Hero 6.
Yeah, oh, my God. Wait, he shipped himself with Go-Go?
Yeah. He's like, "Tarzan can have
the
Go,
shippers are
whoever
out.
That is, but I'll take Go-Go." He also adds, "Every line from my Aqua man. Is mommy gold, though." You thought Billy the Kid wasn't going to say mommy, dude?
Come on. Right. Come on now. Come on, son.
Zombie, with an interesting selection, says, "Two?"
Wait, what?
That two from Axel is the worst line.
No, I know. That's why I'm confused. The worst?
Maybe Zombie understands the truth that people who like Axel are fringe of society weirdos that wear their Deadpool jackets, and they think that Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is an idol, all right? Zombie gets it. Zombie understands.
They'll get what they fucking deserve.
Halk says, "Sometimes memories just need a little help getting out." And that's said by Rhyme in Dream Drop Distance. And he says, "What the fuck does that even mean?"
Yeah. Dude, Alex, you went for the "world ends with you" hate, and I'm gonna have to agree.
Smart man. Emma Luna says, "Riku, they put bugs in him."
I always hated that line too, dude.
I think it's funny.
And I think part of it is because I've just always kind of disliked Recoded. Maybe a bit unfairly, but yeah.
We're going to find out.
That one's, we'll see. We'll see how it hits when we play through it.
Yeah. Egg of Dog says, "For me, it's probably Riku's line at the end of Mom when he's about to go into Quadratum. Kairi, that's not..." The implication being that he's about to tell her she's weak and she would just get in the way. Weirdly enough, this isn't even the first time a close friend has said this to her. A close second is Kairi's line just after, "I want to go with you, but I can't. I need to finish training." These aren't bad lines, really, but holy fuck, I don't think my hype for a moment has ever died so fast and so hard. Also, the characterization here feels very off to me. Really makes Riku seem like an asshole. Maybe this is why they don't talk much anymore. Also, yes, I only asked this question so I could complain about this scene. Worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. I feel like that is taking out of the context, though, that she pretty much just fucking died. Like,
right.
Like, okay, so people always try to put that in comparison to, like, when she's shit-talking in KH2, right? Mm-hmm. But she literally just died. Like, right. She got fucking axed, bro. Like... Yeah. What do you mean? That could put a bit different perspective. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, maybe when you die, you're like, "Damn, I can die." Like, I don't know. Orpheus, but I agree, it's definitely bad.
Yeah, I agree. Orpheus Joshua says, the guy who's not Ansem from KH2 right before the Thousand Heartless fight from Goofy really unnecessarily contrived, LOL.
Dude, not everything Goofy says can be bangers, dude. He's got to have some trash lines.
That's true. It makes the bangers that much better.
Just can't read too often. Yeah.
SBCat says, I'll admit I'm not the best at remembering quotes from video games, so I had to do some digging. The worst line in Kingdom Hearts to me has got to be when Sora says, just who are you people? To young Xehanort in Symphony of Sorcery in DDD. I mean, black coat, yellow eyes, talking in annoying riddles. He could have assumed it was something to do with the organization. He wouldn't have been terribly far off.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that line. That line is just kind of like... Even KH1 Sora would, like, kind of put together, like, what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. Having not even seen the organization.
Right. Kyrie's bro says, basically every word out of Ansem the Wise, specifically this one from Mom.
Where voices can't reach the other side of our world, of reality. Unreality? A fictional world? I'm afraid such mysteries are beyond our comprehension.
Yeah. He goes on way too long about unreality.
Yeah. Fuck Ansem the Wise, he's dude.
Like, he's like,
written by a writer. Not real. A fictional world.
Unreality. Unreality.
We fooled you. Not this time.
Gavin Dotson says, Kyrie's inside me? And he also adds, I smell you, Ansem. People forget that most of Riku's dialogue in Recon revolves around his wild sense of smell.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate, like, translation, honestly.
Yeah, I really think that's just bad translation, and it was supposed to be, like, I sense the darkness, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be his aura. It's right. Like a sense, yeah.
Because yeah. And that explains why it never really comes back.
You right, know? Exactly, yeah. And, like, yeah. I think the Kyrie's inside me one is just kind of, like...
Kyrie's
everyone always tries to make it weird, bruh. Like, it's just like a... Yeah, it's like, what a fucking, like, a 12-year-old would fucking say, dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what? Like, I don't understand.
Stewcat says, what's going on? Roxas.
And then he throws the keyblade. Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
I like it.
Brundock says, pretty well thought out answer here. If I thought long and hard about it, I'm sure I'd come up with a better or worse one, but I'll go with good luck from Repliku. This was an absolutely perfect opportunity to have a callback to KH1 as Riku was closing the door to darkness. Here he says to Sora, take care of her, as he wouldn't be around to help protect Kyrie. They absolutely should have had Repliku do the same thing referencing Naminé, but no.
Missed opportunity, dude. Then that's why it's the worst line.
Bertol Jester says in KH3 in the Keyblade Graveyard with Aqua, Ben! after he gets embodied.
Having some delayed ass reactions, yeah. Bro.
DP Grant says, Pence's crusty line about sleuthing just fucks my shit up.
It is kind of crusty. It is kind of crusty, dude.
I can't wait to get to sleuthing. Mark Creation Studios says his answer is he did it. He opened Kingdom Hearts. And he says, if you know, you know, XD. Wildcat Diana says, you and Kyrie smell the same. And she adds, Riku, that is going on your permanent record.
Yeah. Anyone who has any of the smell lines, like, yeah, that's fair.
Angel says, I have done it. Xehanort in KH3. Well, KH Waterblock has the same as Mark's. He did it. He opened Kingdom Hearts. Such a bland delivery.
Yeah.
Get Roxel says, I am Xehanort from the most distant past. My future self gave me a task to visit the splintered versions of myself in many worlds and ensure they gathered here today.
Well, I think that's young Xehanort.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, pretend I read that in young Xehanort's voice.
I am Xehanort from the most distant past.
Well, yeah, you want to do it?
My future self gave me a task to visit the splintered versions of myself in many worlds. And ensure they gathered here today.
That is definitely young Xehanort. And OJ adds that's one of his favorite lines, unironically.
Of course OJ would like that line, dude.
Of course. That makes more sense that it's young Xehanort if OJ likes it. Thronir says, it's Morbin time!
Oh, Jesus.
K-Rain Gaming says, every line by Jiminy Cricket. True.
We found the correct answer.
We have to control the portals of the Heartless Control, whatever he says. I don't
ignore the small fry.
David Russell says, how about Hero's line in KH3 when he and the group are facing Dark Rico when Hero goes, it's not the sum of our parts, it's the sum of our hearts. Like, bro, all right, cheese delivery so big you ought to open a pizza restaurant after that one, Chief. Yeah. I don't know how Riku didn't roll his eyes and immediately snap Baymax's chip in half.
Yeah, honestly.
Pandalove says, I don't know if this would count, but the grunt Sora makes whenever Roxas just dumps all of his memories into Sora make me so uncomfortable.
No, that counts. That counts. That is pretty, yeah. It's kind of uncomfy.
Mike Kennedy NFL says, all the weird inflections in KH1. When Goofy says, but I'm not going to betray Sora neither. The emphasis should be on Sora, since Riku just asked if he'd betray his king, but it's on betray instead. Similar with Riku Ansem's, but first you must give the princess back her heart. And when Aerith definitely says, too many worlds, when the subtitle says, too many worlds. Classic.
Those are some good pulls.
Yep. Mr. Trumper 711 says, anything spoken by KH2 Aerith. Wow, guys, we're back together again.
Nah, dude. For me, it's any line said by Yuffie. Period.
Dude, but okay, Yuffie in KH1, though, is Ren Stevens.
Yeah, in KH1, she's better.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate what she says in Remind.
Wait, is it in KH2 it's Ren Stevens?
No, I think it's KH1. But fucking, when she's like, Sid, you are 100 times worse than a broken record. It's like, oh my god, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
We're going to talk Sean the boy, Sid.
Up next we have Zethus, and he says, I don't know if it's too late, but KH3, Master Xehanort.
A purge. The world will be returned whence it started.
And all the lines after that. Jason, do you have a question, an answer to this question of the week? I feel like in my heart of hearts, I know what your answer is, but I don't know if you found it yourself.
Hmm. To me, it's the fucking Lark scene line from the KH3 trailer, dude.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of. I'll tell you what I was thinking of after that. Yeah.
I hate that
but
one,
what
dude.
Would
I just
Elsa accept.
I want to
find out.
It's maximum crust, dude. Yeah. It's maximum crust. Me no likey.
It's almost like they wrote the line just to be in the trailer too, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do you mean? What will she accept? Like, she literally makes no fucking sense.
Part of the problem is that world plays out like you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to, like, run to scene to, from scene to scene. Like,
I will give them the benefit of the doubt with that is, yeah, what I'm assuming is, you know, they had to change a lot about Frozen that from what they originally wanted to do, and they liked the line, so they kept it type deal. Yeah. But it's the worst in Kingdom Hearts.
You know what I thought you were going to say? I'm kind of omniscient.
Oh, yeah, dude. I have that locked away. Like, I don't think about that motherfucker on a daily basis, dude. Like, fuck. Yeah, no. That is actually the worst line in all of Kingdom Hearts and video games.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And all media. Anything said by any human being, written or spoken. Omniscient yourself into some bitches, dude. Okay? You're telling me omniscient and you got no bitches in here, dude? You got zero bitches.
More, it's more like the
and
world.
And you're omniscient?
It's more like the world ends with you finding some bitches. You know what I'm saying?
The world ends with you. Because you're dying alone, Joshua.
You have no friends. No one actually likes you. And you got no bitches.
No bitches.
I think part of why I really hate the Lark scene line is just because it's like I heard it a million times because it's like, you know, having a Kingdom Hearts podcast and it being in the media cycle and all this shit, like, it just like irked me. And then like,
yeah,
it's like when you see anything a million times, right? Like, especially when it's something you don't like and then you have to see it a million times, it makes it way worse. Like when you get the same like YouTube or Twitch ad like over and over, shit's awful. Like, fuck you, Ninja. I'm not paying for your streamer course, dude.
Yeah, okay? No way, dude.
If it doesn't say step one, get Drake on your fucking stream, then I don't want to hear it, dude.
Yeah. one that popped in my head just now is, that was undeniable proof that we totally owned you, lamers.
Yeah.
That's a pretty, like, they're trying to, like, write us as Cypher, but it's, like, kind of, like, at least call somebody a chicken wuss, you know?
Right, yeah, it doesn't feel, well, yeah, especially when you put it into that, where it's, like, when you think of how he is in FF8. And then also comparing it to just Giga Chad Swole Leon, you know what I mean? Right. Like, what the fuck? Even in Cage 2, Leon is just way fucking cooler. Like, it's weird that he's, like, de-aged and also right. Just,
yeah,
like...
they don't really explain the whole...
Yeah.
Why that's the way it is. It's pretty weird. For some reason, the line that's in my head that I can't get out of it when I'm trying to think of other lines is... my life is a chicken pot pie.
I like that line, dude.
It's not even what he says, but...
My life is a chip in the pot.
Chip. But... It's my life is a chip in your pile. Because he's a gambler.
I think he says a chip in the pot.
No,
like,
he says...
Like, you know, like when you're like betting and it's going into the pot, you know, when you're playing poker.
I'm pretty sure it's a chip in your pile.
I don't think so, dude. I think it's life is a chip in the pot.
My life is a chip in your pile. That's the quote. And he says, time to ante up. But people think he's saying chicken pot pie. My life is a chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, my life is a chip in your pile. Ante up. Because he's a gambler. He gambles. He's a gambling man. That sets her. Yeah, I don't really have a good quote. I didn't do the assignment, guys.
Anything Haner says.
Haner's pretty cringe.
Fuck Haner.
Dude, the sleuthing thing got me. Out of everything everybody said.
That was a really good pull.
DP Grant with the fucking sleuthing.
Yeah.
Really got me. All right, guys, next week's question of the week from me, a genius, is what is your favorite desperation maneuver DM in Kingdom Hearts? Doesn't have to be an organization member, even though that's what we ranked this week. You could pick Hades, or you could pick Yozora, or you could pick anybody that has a desperation move. Scar is one.
True.
But you could also pick the organization ones, and if you answer anything other than Ansem Secret Darkness, you're probably wrong.
Yeah, where we will be judging you.
Yes, we will be judging your answers. So think of them carefully.
Anyway, anyone who says fucking Vivi from Struggle, you're dead to me.
I don't know. His DM's pretty cool.
No.
It's crazy they have DMs.
Also, it's like one of the worst lines, but in the best way, too. When you fucking beat Vivi and he's like, I lost. And you're like, yeah, fuck you, you little shit. You fucking lost. Don't try to act like you don't know what the fuck you're doing. I'm not gonna fall for this. Oh, what was happening? Well, you knew exactly what you were doing, dude. Trying to beat Yoda and shit. Get the fuck out of here, Vivi.
What does Waka say when you beat him?
I don't remember.
Oh, man, that hurt. Like, something like that. Oh, man, that really hurt. Classic Waka, like, oh, before he was a racist.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, those multicolored-eyed heathens using the ancient machina, yeah. The Forbidden Machina. Anyway, thank you guys for listening this week to the Ansem Report Podcast, episode number 13. Next week, we will come back with episode number 14. And we are looking very much forward to that. So thank you guys. Sorry that this one, Patreon people, this one's not up as early. And next week,
I was sick mode.
Next week probably won't be up as early either because I don't think I can record till Wednesday again, Jay. So,
Mike will be out of town.
I'm going out to a beach. I don't like beaches.
Unless you want me to like phone call Mike and then like record it and then like have it be like absolute dog shit audio that you would never want to hear ever.
Or we do the thing where Tyler pretends to be me. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next week. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you.
Now fuck off.
All right, everybody. That was episode 13 of the Ansem Report Podcast, the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast in the world. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Fabio Di Iguana, a.k.a. Shane Plunkett, and Jesse Wright of Metal Vista Media for allowing us to use Radiant Garden, the most bawling theme song you'll ever imagine. And one day it will be the longest running theme song of all time. Jason, did you know we have a Patreon?
No, I didn't even know.
Oh, my God. Wow, people have been supporting us for months, dude. It's nutty.
Oh, man.
You can go to patreon.com/SuperSpaghettiBros to support us, just like these people did. Famous for Nothing.
Energy Scott.
Pokemon Trainer Jay.
Nesquik.
Billy the Kid Lawrence. Mommy.
Corinne Verg.
Dr. Lambic.
D.P. Grant.
Espy Cat.
Gavin Todd.
Iron Daddy Sean.
It's your boy Wooday.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 711.
Iron Aggro.
Orpheus Joshua.
Preferred Whale 6.
Sawaros Barkley.
Vigilus Gaming.
Water KH.
Yawn Song.
Zach P.
Elbow Juice.
Frank Verg.
Panda Love.
Fabio the Iguana.
Unholy Dolphin.
Venus.
What's up, Carl?
Lands of Masters.
Regular Pat.
Chillery.
Get Roxel.
Kyrie's Bro.
Afro Roxas.
Chene.
Liberian Gamer.
Travis Town Jr.
Phil Games.
Birdo Jester.
Thank you, everybody, so much for supporting us on patreon.com/SuperSpaghettiBros, where we are doing lots of cool stuff in the future. We're working on a stretch goal right now. I know people have asked us for that, so we're trying to figure out what we want to do for that. So please stay tuned. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week for episode 14.
here.
Look, I'm getting that eyeball! Oh, what else is doing it?
Hey, I'm here.